Blog Talk Radio.
For blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand. way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear, and we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from
listen to the words. The song is called Blessings, Laura Story, and it's just all the things that a lot of times we go through as human beings, through the hurt, through the people that lose our trust, break our trust. That is, as the song says, is not our home. Is not our home, and but we will find our home and a true being with those who are supposed to be connected with us. But a lot of times we go through heartache and pain, but that's our growth of our soul, our journey, what we have selected to go through. Got a great show lined up for you here. Our psychic medium and healer, Maria Peroni, is here. Maria will be taking your phone calls. She's a psychic medium, be doing free readings here. So dial on in, 347-884-8245. After you call in, press the 1 on your phone to get in line. Don't forget to do that. Press the 1 on your phone here on the show. And there's also another number that is on the show that you can also call in at 319-527-6037. Before we get started, I want to take time here just for a minute here to talk about something near and dear to my heart. A lot of people listen to this show at different times, didn't hear the prior shows or would have you, but I have started, with the help from Jennifer Taylor, my co-host on LA Talk Radio and the founder, well, not the founder, but the person who runs Quantum Touch, and our Journey into the Light homeless project. And I was just on the streets here helping the homeless this afternoon. And what beautiful souls they are. You know, I came across a vet who lost both legs and was sitting there in his wheelchair, and with the American flag blowing in the wind. And he was as bright as can be. He said, "How you doing, sir?" You know, just as bright and chipper and all that he's lost. But he knows he has so much. His true being is within inside of his soul. And a lot of times we pass by those individuals. One guy had a sign today who said, gosh, exact word, but he said, "My life is over." And I saw that, my gosh. And the person I talked with him helped him, and he was stranded. He was wanting to get back to his family, and it was about 800 miles away, needed money to get gas. Simple things like that. And car after car after car just drives on by these people. It should be car after car stopping. Wouldn't that be a beautiful sight? Now, I did come across a guy who people were leaving this one parking lot area, and people were stopping. And it was an older African-American guy who had the brightest smile. I'll be posting his picture later this week. And just as chipper and all these souls, they're not addicts and things like that that people judge on people. They're you and me. A lot of us are paycheck to paycheck or a medical disaster from being homeless. I told this story on the last show. 2020, which is a news program, did a story a couple years ago that I saw, and it was about a guy who was underneath a bridge, a homeless guy underneath a bridge in New Jersey. And they went and asked him, "How did you get here, sir?" And he told the story how he had a beautiful family. He worked. They had a house. And one day his daughter was abducted and brutally raped, almost killed. And the person who did it was let off on the technicality. The father was such enraged that he found this guy, tracked him down, beat him so bad that this guy almost died. The father was the one sent to prison. During this time in prison, no one came and visited him. His family left him, and he came out, and he was homeless. And that's why he was underneath the bridge. Well, there's a bright part to this story. A corner store nearby, I believe it was a shoe store, and he would go into occasionally to warm up and things. The owner in there gave him a chance to work there. And now he is a manager of the store and has his own place to live. And see, if we would have seen the guy underneath the bridge, would we have gone on by and say, "Oh, that's just another drunk"? We can't judge people. We can't walk in their shoes. Many of them are angels. The thing is, guys, is it's on us. What will we do? Will we help the angel, or will we pass on by and later have to see it in our life review? We're all connected. We all have souls. We're all connected. We're all from the same source. So, you know, and no one has to go to the streets like I do and be scared and things like that. Go and support. Give a donation today to our GoFundMe link. It's on the show page. I love to go out and help the folk. I wish I could do it the whole time. I wish I could do it all day long. Oh my gosh, it's such joy. Such joy. And you get so much back. When you see the pictures that are posted on my Facebook, you can say, hey, I helped out that person. And what joy it puts inside you. So, link is there on the show page. And anybody who donates, I'm going to put a challenge out to my listeners, and I'm going to give you something too. Anybody who donates $50 or more, I'm going to give you a lifetime membership to Journey into the Light. And what that does is, meaning any show, you can notify me ahead of time, and I will bring you on as one of the first callers. Lifetime. This show's been here 9 years, so I'm going to be here, God willing, another 9, and then another 9. So, and after that, we'll see. So that's my thank you to you for supporting this great cause, worthy cause. And if you don't use electronics and stuff, I had a lady who sent in a donation. She mailed in $20 that were given out. And I correct myself, it was actually given out today. And she sent me 2 miraculous medals of Mother Mary, for one for myself and one for my wife. What a beautiful soul. She sent me a beautiful card, and you can do that too if you like. You'd rather just mail in, let me know. But just reading it right now, so thanks, Pam, for your support and beautiful card. We're doing great things, folks, and I do appreciate the time. Okay, so let's go on and let's bring in our guest, Maria from New York City. She's going to be taking your calls again, 347-884-8245. You do need to press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay, alrighty. All right, so let's go ahead and let's join in here with Maria. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hello, Maria. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I'm so glad to be back again. We missed it last week with the Oscars.
Right, right. What an Oscars that was.
I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it either, but I heard the ending, how they gave out the best picture and they actually gave it to the wrong movie and they had to correct themselves.
Yeah, there was sort of Rick and Morale that happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Maria, why don't you, if you would please, tell the folks kind of about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am natural-born medium, intuitive. I like to use the word soul surgeon. I guess I do psychic intervention. I can tap into health concerns. Career direction, relationships, sexuality, and those that have passed on as well. So it's kind of an open gamut for anyone who calls in to just ask what they really need to ask, you know, and be as specific as possible with their questions so I can fine-tune and get in there more clearly, more direct.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I like about your readings is they're so direct and brutally honest directly from spirit.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, what the heck did I say to that person? Oh, my gosh. Often I can't remember. Kind of cool when I just let it open up and funnel through. But, you know, feel free to ask anything. You know, go into the nitty-gritty. There's really no... there's really no barrier. So this is, it's great. I love it. I've had the strangest questions in my life and some really odd readings that have happened over the years that were just so helpful. And so just feel free to really get.
Okay. Alrighty. Maria, your phone is cutting out just a little bit. Are you sitting down so you're not, some people walk around with the phone and that can cause problems.
Down. Can you hear me now?
Oh. Well, we hear you. I hear you about 95% of the time. And then it just occasionally there's been a cutout the last couple of weeks. Actually, I've noticed that.
I
just wanted
that
to make sure.
Before.
Yeah.
Is it happening only on my calls or other callers as well?
No, just your line. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
I can right now. Like I said, occasionally it might.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I'm not going to move.
Yeah. Yeah, don't move because that will, especially if you're on a cell phone, that could change the frequency of it all.
Yeah,
okay.
Not on the land. Okay, fantastic.
Okay, and
so
for some reason we lose you, I will call you back. So just let me call you back. We might get a better line that way too. So, okay. Okay, so like, Maria, are you there?
I'm right here. Can
okay.
you hear me now?
Yeah, but it keeps, let me do this. Let me call you back. Let me call you right back. I'll use my line to call you. Maybe we'll get a better line that way. Okay, you go ahead and hang up, and I'm going to call Maria back, and then we're going to go straight to your guys' phone lines, okay? So call in, and we'll be right back, okay?
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, girl? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway?
Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be.
Okay, we are back here. I haven't played that song in a long time. Black Eyed Peas, what happened to them? We're back here with Maria, and I think we got a lot better connection. So, Maria, welcome back.
Hi. Now we can hear
each
other clearly. This is great.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm
better.
So sorry
okay.
to everyone out there that
no
that
problem.
Happened. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Now
all
we're
good.
Now we're good.
Yes. Let's go to the callers then, and let's start with area code 858. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Michael. Hi, Maria. It's Anne. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, Anne. What's your specific question?
My specific question, what do you see for me in terms of the love relationships? There is one person that is close to me. His name is Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And another person I was trying to reconnect, but he didn't respond. So I just wanted to know, what do you see for
mm-hmm.
me and
mm-hmm.
Edward?
I don't know. Is Edward far away? Where is he?
No, the other one, I think the other person is far away. Edward is here, very close
He's
to me.
He's here. Mm-hmm. And have you had any romance with him at all so far, or is it just no?
Yes, we did.
Yes, because I'm feeling like you had it, but I'm confused here because I feel like this is what I'm getting, is that he is very attracted to you. It's more on a physical sort of energy. I don't know. Is your relationship more dating sexual based? Is it more of a sexual relationship that you've had?
No, not at all. I don't think it's Edward. No.
But you've had a romantic relationship with Edward before.
Yes, we did. But it was not the way that you described it.
But you were you when you were lovers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So there was contact. I'm just seeing physical contact, and I feel like it was. What I'm seeing is that is more of his energy feeling toward you. I don't know if he's talking about it. I don't know why he's not letting what it is. So you're in a lull. He's kind of disappeared for a while. What's going on? Where did he go? What's the bad? I need a little more detail, a little more juice here, because he's vague. You know, all I get is a sexual attraction.
No, I don't think it's him. I don't think it's him. We don't talk to him much.
To Edward?
Yes.
Yes, I'm focusing on Edward. The other guy, I don't know what his, I don't feel him right now. I'm feeling, okay, so, but you were lovers with Edward. And it ended?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to get at. Okay, because it's bizarre, because it's saying to me that there's a sexual pull, but yet you're saying there's no sexual energy, but yet you were romantically and physically involved before. Is that right?
I have trouble hearing you. Let me call you back.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dear. She's having trouble here. Are you there, Michael? I'm still on the line. Oh, there's silence. Well, this
okay.
is really, yeah, there's
We're
silence.
Back.
Yeah.
We're back. She,
okay.
Her call dropped off. So I was in the screening room. When that happens, I can't hear the show. So if that happens, you can like give out your website in the future or something like that.
Yes.
It happens
yes.
occasionally. But anyway, I'm back.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, she said, yeah, my sense is that she hung up for some reason. Might have been a little much. But so are we on air or am I going to go back on?
We're live. No, we're live.
All
and
right,
we're going to go
we're
to the
live.
Next
That's
call
it.
Here. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. I'm sending her love. I'm sending her love. All right.
Okay. Very good. Let's go to Pennsylvania. We're going to bring in Mandy to the show.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
good
Mandy.
Evening, Maria.
Hi,
Michael. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Yes. I was wondering if you could tell me what you saw romantically for me, if any at all, or if you
right.
can, or if something else is coming in that you feel is more important.
Mm-hmm.
Please disregard
mm-hmm.
that first question.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's good. I can feel you right now. That's great. Are you like above 50?
Excuse me, honey?
Is your age above 50? Are you above 50?
No.
How
I'm
old
38.
Why does it feel like you, do you work with elderly? What's all this old people stuff I feel around you? Do you live with an elderly?
No, I don't.
Nothing with the elderly?
No, ma'am.
Huh. What do you do for work?
I'm not working right now.
This is so strange. Because what I'm feeling is like an elderly. Okay, well, let me answer your question and go back. Is the romantic stuff coming in? I don't quite see it just yet because I feel like there's this interference with some sort of elderly situation, or that you were elderly and there was some sort of discomfort about going back into the dating world, but there was some sort of, I don't know what that was, but something with the elderly. my sense is that pursuing the other thing or whatever it is that you're into is probably better right now, because did you like give up on love like some elderly person, some divorced, but like a, you know, like picture an older woman who's like, you know, kind of had enough of love. Do you have this idea that you've kind of given up?
I've been hurt more than once, but I haven't given up. It's not a priority to me right now. There's something that has just recently ended. So I guess I don't know if that's fully over or if that will rekindle in the future or somebody coming my way. Because I have a 3-month-old baby to this person that I'm speaking of.
Right. But you were never married to him.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, I see that. Is he in his 50s?
No, ma'am. He's 4 years younger than me.
Younger than you? Who's this stuff? Anyway.
Never been involved with it. I've always dated those younger than me, actually.
Yeah. Older men might be interesting, but I don't think that's the road either. What I'm just getting is that now is not time to shop around for a new man. You're not done with this other one. I'm not sure with this elderly problem. Is he taking care of sick parents or something?
No.
Does he live with his parents?
No.
Oh, I don't know what that is. That's interesting. I'll just ask that to go aside and come back to him. Your time with him is not clear. It's not done. There's still an energy that needs to be. I want you to go back. I want you guys to get back together. That's what I'm sensing. That I wish you guys could work through this. I don't know why it ended. Do you know? Is it a final ending or is it just a separation?
I don't believe it's final, and I'm definitely not by all means shopping. I don't think ever once in my life. But, you know, some females just always have to be in a relationship. That's definitely not me. With him, as things are complicated, I've heard that he's having some type of drug issues, some financial issues, some illegal issues, and I think he would be too prideful to tell me the truth. So there's a lot of things up in the air, and he's really gone astray from the baby and I now, and I wish you so much. Don't know the answer to, and I know you can't believe everything you hear, but then I have to wonder, well, it had to have originated from somewhere, even if it, you know, grew by the time it got to me, but what is the truth?
And
I tried to last week touch basis with him, and he was just very defensive, and it was just, you know, waste my time and got me more upset.
It's funny. It's like maybe he's the old man energy that I'm getting, just kind of like a bitter, is his body in bad health? Is he kind of like not doing too great?
I don't think he lost a lot of weight, and
losing muscle mass. Yeah, he's like losing, like saggy. He's like saggy or something. He shouldn't be, like getting loose skin.
He's not in the gym anymore, and if he is drinking and doing drugs at all, he's just so thin. Every time I see him, he's just so skinny. I think he looks like he weighs, you know, as much as my 11-year-old.
Right. Yeah, he's it's funny because it's not over with him. I don't know that it's going to go back as a romantic relationship because he's really on a bit of a downward spiral. But he also, saggy, skinny, unhealthy, the guy is just, he wants to show up, though, for the baby. He does. He really does. I think that he wants to show up, but for some reason he can't. It's absolutely no time to find a new man right now.
Not only am I hurt by him, but it's two people I'm hurting for, the baby and I both.
Yes. And the baby
and
who else?
The baby and myself.
Yes. Yes, you're hurting for your. Is it a little girl?
No, a little boy.
A little boy. Oh, he seems like a gentle. Is he a gentle spirit?
Yes, very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. Yeah, more of a, not saying he's a girl, but more of a feminine energy in his heart.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks he's a girl, ironic.
Yeah, that's weird because I thought he was a girl, but he's just so gentle. But that means that he's probably very psychic and he's probably a great healer also in the future. Oh, boy, you're in a rough spot. So your question was, should I look for someone new or should I pursue other things?
And not to change the subject, I don't know if you can pick on up on, there is a female that he's got involved with. And
He's involved with other women, but it's nothing. It's not, it's just more codependent, weird stuff he's doing. And you know what, though? He is the kind of guy that might get another woman pregnant, too. Does he have other kids that he didn't tell you about?
Only one daughter. We both have an 11-year-old. He has an 11-year-old daughter, and I have an 11-year-old son. And then we have the baby.
And he's not raising this 11-year-old child, is he?
No, ma'am.
No, no. Oh, boy. Yeah, he might have another kid, too, at some point. But the thing is, luckily, his health is kind of going downhill, so he's not going to be as virile, you know. But I guess that doesn't matter always.
Do you see that child coming soon? Or is that just a maybe?
I can see him having I don't know if it's not going to come through you unless he gets recovery. You know, if he gets recovery and you guys can get yourself back together, that would be great. But I don't see him. But I think that if he manages to get another woman pregnant, that might be his only breaking point to get his butt together, to try and get his life together, because he's just creating situations where he's like wants to man up or get it together, but his hole isn't deep enough for some reason. I don't understand why he's I would say keep being in contact with him as best you can. Is he providing any financial help?
No, and actually the last words that I had with him, I just asked him not to come around if he can't be consistent with an ear and a hand in contributing, because the sporadic upsets me even more. And I thought, you know, the baby both deserve better. And I can't go on with my life when I just have that little piece here and there is just, you know, enough to keep me hanging on.
Right. He'll like hook you in. Did you ever hear of that term intermittent relationships? It's very interesting. Uh-huh. It's like that addictive, when they give you that little bit. He's an addict, so he's going to approach you as an addict would. He's going to relate to you like an addict. He's going to give you little bits. He's not well. He's not a bad person. I don't think that he will be in the child's life like a normal father, of course, unless he gets some sort of recovery. The only thing I think that will make him crack down and get some therapy or recovery or healing is in the next few years, he's probably going to get another woman pregnant. I don't believe it's the woman that he's with now, but I think that he's just going to be irresponsible and possibly get another woman pregnant. I don't know, if the baby will birth, but it could be, a situation where the baby has complications that, make him wake up more as well. This is a very hard time you're in. What is this? I feel like if you did focus on this other thing, it'd be so good for you. What is the other stuff you were interested in?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't hear you. The baby.
The baby. I hear him.
We need to go to our next caller here. I'm sorry.
We got
a lot of people.
That's okay, good.
Okay.
All righty. But good
luck with it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Okay. I'm not great, but thank you.
I know, but you are. Okay.
Good night, Maria. Good night, Michael. Thank you.
Good night, Mandy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, and before we go to our next call here, New York City Love Guide.com. Is that how people can contact you for full private sessions?
Yes. And it's spelled NYC Love Guide.com. NYC local guide.com. Yeah.
Okay, very good. We have the link here on the show page, folks. And let's go to our next call. And we have a question about health from Tammy in Texas. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tammy.
Good. I'm just been having some health issues with my knee and just trying to work through it while I work. And I'm just curious if you had any insight or what's going on and what can I do?
Well, I feel like the knee is a side effect of what I'm getting right now is it's more in the coccyx, like the lower tailbone area. Did you ever have any injuries or something in your lower back or like your coccyx hip area? Do you know what part I'm talking about?
I had a head-on collision that kind of messed up that lower area of my back.
Okay, and now did the knee problems occur after that, or is this something you've had your whole life?
Well, it started when I was a kid because I was an athlete.
Okay. All right. It's interesting because I feel like the knee thing is going to be, it's kind of a part of your lifestyle. But what I think needs more attention is something with your spine and the lower and all the tension in the hip area, because it's creating like an imbalance in your posturing that's putting pressure on certain parts of the knee that are affecting like either swelling or arthritis or something. It's almost like if you could work more on healing your spinal posture or your hip alignment, it would ease up the knee. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Yes.
But
because you're healthy.
Huh?
You are healthy.
Oh, that's good to know.
You're not like healthy in the terms of you're not an ill type of person. You're an accident prone person, which stinks,
know,
a klutz, or whatever it is. But for your illness, you're not ill. You're not like cancers and hepatitis or whatever all those things are.
Right.
You may
right.
worry. Go on.
But how do I approach this? Do I go to a chiropractor or is there something more in depth that needs to be done? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not asking you for medical advice.
Well, you can always go to the chiropractor. I'm not going to knock any of that. But what I'm seeing is, again, there needs to be this proper alignment of the coccyx area, like the bowl, or what do they call it? The pelvic bowl. That's what it's called. If you Google, pelvic bowl therapy or hip alignment, but they have osteopaths. Do you know what an osteopath is? Do you have experience or anything like that? Osteopaths are great because they really work with the spine, I think, or is it cranial sacral? Where it cradles, somehow they cradle the skull and it creates this gentle movement that allows all the proper fluids to align in the spine. And I just feel like if you were more balanced in your posture, it would take the pressure off the knees and in the feet gripping, I think your feet are also forced to, it's just your body's strained. You're healthy, but you're strained and you need healing touch, body work. Not chiropractor might be too harsh. It might be too, it's not intuitive enough. No offense towards chiropractors, bless their hearts. But you could go into that. Check out osteopath, pelvic bowl alignment, maybe like Pilates sort of thing, something like that. And you will be fine. It's a new lifestyle that you have to attend to it, Something, it's like you have to tend to yourself more.
I've really been trying to get some weight off, so there's not that much weight on it, but the stress, I really have realized I'm a freakish stress eater lately because of the stress. Mm-hmm. So how do I get that under control?
Well, once you start getting the body work, even if you're eating like crazy, it's going to start aligning your neurology and your stress hormones and all those things will start balancing out. So if you got some sort of nurturing body work, it would just kind of you wouldn't have the compulsion to eat so much because your whole neurology and your endocrine system and all the stuff in you would be leveling out more peacefully, and you might feel emotions.
Okay.
And yeah, so I would just suggest, okay, if you could go like once a week to something, even though a little, I don't know, woman in the freaking nail salon, I don't, you know, but it should be professional.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Mhm. Yeah, and baths, okay, things like that. Yep.
Awesome. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for letting me know I'm healthy, because I feel
you're
it.
You're healthy. Yeah.
Okay.
You're not an ill person. Thanks. You have a good immune system. It's just you're an accident prone goof. Like sweet, sweet. Yeah, yeah. So I know what to do. Yep. All right.
Okay.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Take care, Tammy. We send our prayers to you. And we're here with Maria. Maria's here each Sunday here at this time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Got Maria for the full hour, so that's really great. So you can call in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Let's go to Nicole in Texas. You're live. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you doing?
Good, good. You sound bright. What's your specific question?
So, okay. and I feel like I'm an intuitive, too. I tend to read cards. Of course, I can't read my own very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have recently reconnected with a boy from my past. Went to high school and somewhat middle school with me. And I'm kind of curious whether I'm like a stepping stone to his next relationship. And really, I have been that in the past, where I kind of, in a sense, I'm the healer for their next relationship, and their next relationship is one they marry. Or is this more of one that I should kind of put my feelings in? So I'm kind of torn between those two.
Mhm. Mhm. Wait, what did you say? You met him in middle school?
I'm at high school, really. But I was in middle school when he started at the school that I went to. And we went all through. So I've known him about 15 years.
Okay, so how old are you now? Like 29?
I'm 27. He's 29, I'm 27.
Okay, good, good. Okay, I'll tell you, I would see him. Yes. I would dive in again. I know that's scary, but you have to do something different. Yes, you just need to do something, tweak it a little bit this time. You were involved with him before, you said, or you've just known him?
We dated in the past, but it was nothing. Like, literally, we didn't even kiss or anything.
Right, right, right.
And then he did visit me in college at one point, and we did kind of kiss, and it was so, like, awkward that it was like, oh, is this weird for you? Yes, it's weird for me, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it didn't
now he has, but he has, a, does he have a girlfriend now that he's not telling you about? I don't get it.
He just got out of a relationship that I think he's still very connected to.
Yeah, he's still, like, okay,
yeah,
go on.
It was a 4-year relationship, but it's been like a year since they broke up. But I can very much tell that clearly affected him severely.
Yeah.
And I
you
know
that.
He,
yeah.
And
so
I'm just like,
when are you going
to
see him again?
The healing factor, and to like get him over this for his next girl, or
should I
put emotion into it?
You have to put emotion into it. You have to, because by you constantly being the healer, you're avoiding your own healing.
Yeah,
there's something, yes, and it's time for you to go a little deeper, take a risk.
Because I'm always the healer.
You're always the healer, but that's also the way you're going into it. That's like you're almost like a wall. You are a healer.
I could very much see that. I could get it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
maybe say to yourself tonight when you meditate or whatever you do, say, I am going to allow myself for this, whatever his name is, to possibly be a healer for me as well. I would go out with him. Yeah, say I'm going to allow myself to trust that someone has the ability to help me heal too, that it's not a one-way street anymore. And if you catch yourself going to that therapy mode with him, just catch yourself. Notice yourself, because that's what you do. And you are a great healer. But it's allow yourself to believe that there's healing in you that he has to offer you also.
It's very much so. Then I think, okay, are we just supposed to kind of heal each other for this next round? Or is this
maybe
more of a...
and it could be, but it's no matter what, it's to bring you to your life partner or your soulmate or your sacred, whatever you want to call it. You and him need to connect. You need to. I think it's really deep for you. And let it stop worrying about it ending, because this is the problem.
You're spot on. I mean, I get it, because I know this, but you know, like I said, it's very hard to read yourself, and you have to go with your intuition, but it's very difficult.
So I'm gonna have to get off the phone and get the next caller. But when you get off the phone, write down on a piece of paper, I am going to allow myself for someone else to help me heal. I allow this man to help me heal, and we heal together, and we grow, and I will be with my beautiful mate eventually. Something along those lines, but just stick it on a post-it somewhere. I'm allowing myself to be healed as well.
I'm just worried about if this person is the healer or the fruition, if you get what I mean.
I don't know yet on that one.
I don't either.
You guys have to go through the healing together. You have to, because it's going to be fruition no matter what. May not be with him, but it's going to be fruition.
I agree. Okay.
Yep.
No,
all
I
right,
agree.
Hon.
You got it.
Well, listen,
thank
I'm going to
you.
You're welcome. And I'll, thank you so much.
Of course.
Great.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for your call there. And, we're just about out of time, actually. So, Maria, one more time, how do folks contact you this week for private sessions?
They can contact me at NYC Love Guide.
Okay, and the link is there on the show page right here. Go ahead.
Oh, nycloveguide.com. I forgot we have to say it hip now, you know, no www.
Right. Right, gotcha. Let's keep it here. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show, Maria. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Michael. You're a wonderful man. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. All righty, that's Maria to the show, and that wraps up our four-hour block. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Send some emails. Love to hear from you. You can send a Facebook message. How much do you love Journey in the Light? Do you want to see any changes? So love to hear from you. We'll be back live tomorrow. We'll be starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow with a whole lot of guests heading your way. So looking forward to that. Have a great Sunday evening, wherever you're at, and be blessed, be safe, and I send you all my love. And lastly, thanks for listening, and good night. Lisa and Mandy still on the phones. Thank you. God bless.